Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes.
Pinot Noir, one of the world's absolute great, great grapes. The holy grail, at least in terms of from a marketing perspective, is Pinot Noir that comes from Burgundy, which is where you it'll set you back quite a bit. And they're growing a lot of it in California and in a bunch of other places in the world. Oregon's probably the one of the most noteworthy. But you've done some experimenting on some stuff from maybe not places you'd normally think about.
That's right. I'm always intrigued to see how Pinot Noir is being handled elsewhere. Let's start with a Californian because I think they're really nice. This is the Bench Pinot Noir from Sonoma County 2018. I reviewed the wine 2 years ago and I loved it. So I was eager to try the new vintage. This is 2018. The aroma is complex and classic black cherries, a sweet kind of meatiness, and a touch of butternut squash. All of these are very familiar aromas in Pinot Noir. And on the palate, the wine depth really hit me right away. There's a cherry at the top of the flavor, and that's very bright and sweet. And then it's followed by a tannic stretch of tart black cherry, and it finishes with a sweet burst of cherry cola. So it's, you know, cherries wild in this one. But at $33, it's a very good buy for a Saturday night dinner wine. Have you ever heard of the Ile de Beauté?
No.
It's a fanciful name for Corsica. That's where Jean Boisselier's Pinot Noir comes from.
Corsica.
Corsica, not known as a hotbed of Pinot Noir. Yeah, okay. Here it is.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, well, tasted blind, I might have guessed this was a Beaujolais. It's a simple light red, quite fruity and very informal. There's nothing about it that resembles Burgundy at all, but that's okay. If you want a nice little wine that doesn't need a fancy meal, then this is it. The aroma features things like violets and bath powder, which is really very floral. And the body itself is light. The tannins are mild, and the fruit is supple and tasty. There's a lot of tart sherry and tart white grapes and a touch of pepper. So put this little wine down in front of a plate of cured meats, and I think you're going to be great. Here's the one that really blew me away, Hugh. This is Italo Cescon Pinot Noir from the Veneto region of Italy, $32. Now, you see, you might laugh, but think about it. Veneto is where Valpolicella comes from.
Amarone, all of that.
Yeah, and that's a wine with a lot of finesse. And finesse is certainly the strong suit of Pinot Noir. I just love the aroma of this wine. It was roses, raspberries with a whiff of beetroot. All of those are classic. And when I tasted the wine, I was reminded of quality, lighter weight Pinot Noir. Light to medium body with racy acidity, dancing with vibrant fruit. Flavors included tart black cherry, ginger, and piquant spices. The core of the flavor is dense, but the flow of the wine is very supple. Superb wine. I just really liked it. $32. It's worth a try. So seek out Pinot Noirs from elsewhere. They're going to be a lot of fun.
We'll put them on the website and help you go shopping for them.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.